Jason wants to know who to see to cut that heater off.
Maybe this one too, here. Here.
He says, Freddie, he'll blow it up. If anybody knows how to cut this heater off, our bass player's broke a sweat. We can't have that. If anybody's got any bad diseases, we can probably cure it with a drop of sweat.
It's the first time in 7 years he's had a sweat on stage. He don't work real hard, but he whines a lot, so it's okay. Yeah. Turn the knob. Jason, they said to turn the knob.
Turn the knob?
I don't
watch
know.
Him go.
Huh. You know, not to be picky, but could we do that over here, too?
I start to feel all like right, a Quiznos sub right here.
Toasting buns.
It was toasting my buns, and there's enough right there. Feed all the boys in the Middle East right now, I think.
Convection oven up here.
Folks, thanks so much for coming out tonight. We're having a good time, and we want to thank, once again, all the folks here at Planet Bluegrass for treating us so well since we landed in our craft a while ago. And we hope everybody has a good time during the show tonight. We want everybody to feel as bad as possible when they leave one of our shows. We do all these songs that are sad and have these pitiful lyrics to them, but that's what bluegrass is about, folks. Bluegrass isn't a pretty music, and contrary to what a lot of folks think, it's not a happy music. And we try to bring you as down as possible and then bring you back up right at the very end, where you just you feel just good enough to get yourself back home and into bed, you know? I'm going to introduce a couple of more of the boys to you right now. Playing the bass right here, he's originally from over in Ruffin, North Carolina, is where he makes his home, just outside of that in Mayfield, North Carolina. One of the best you'll hear anywhere, folks, and he's been with Mountain Harp for about 6.5, 7 years now, and you're going to enjoy his work tonight, and he's especially going to work hard now that we've got we have the broster off over here. So make him welcome, if you would, Jason Moore on the upright bass.